I'm a psychic, my name is Amy. You can really ask me anything. Spiritual ass kicking's what I do, and I'm here to mentor you. You can love your life and make a change. Do it the Amy Scott Grant way. It's the state of the universe, the state of the universe. Amy Talks!
Hey, this is Amy Scott Grant. Welcome to another installment of Amy Talks. And I've got kind of an interesting, I hate to call it a rant, but I would say this would be something for you to consider. You know what? I'm going to share some information with you. Try it on. If it fits, go for it. If it doesn't resonate, fine. But I hope that it will at least prompt you to think, especially as, you know, the next year is sure to be pretty freaking, what's the word? I don't know. I can't even think of a word. You know, it's like coming up on an election year. So I feel like heavy. I feel like the whole energy around it's very heavy. And, you know, we're going to be getting bombarded in the media with all sorts of different messages. Not a lot of them positive, unfortunately. So if you choose to partake in media for the next year, here's something for you to just kind of consider, right? So we're talking about voting with dollars. Now, if you've followed me for any length of time, you know that I'm not political. I don't talk about politics. I don't share my personal opinions about politics. I feel like politics is one of those issues that, well, first off, I don't have a lot of interest in it because there's not a whole lot for me to control. So there's, you know, there's things that happen. There's ups and downs. And there's who's in office or who should have been in office or whatever. And mostly it just makes people really angry and positional. So I'm not really a fan of getting involved in any of that. And it's interesting because I am so neutral in my communication about politics. People often think that they know kind of where I stand with it. And I don't ever comment. I just sort of smile, right? But it's interesting because people are all over the place, right? In terms of where they think I'm at. And it doesn't really matter. What difference does it make what I think and what I believe about these elections? I don't have an agenda, right, to push in terms of politics. Really, actually, that's not true. I do have an agenda. I want you to think, right? If I could have anything in terms of how politics works, I would want the people who are casting the votes I would want you to vote. Don't think your vote doesn't matter. Because if enough people think that, the whole election can go a different way, right? If you believe your vote matters, then the election can go in a surprising way, right? All right, that's all I'm going to say about that. But you know, you kind of also don't have any right to bitch if you don't vote, you know, because that is the one thing that you can do in terms of affecting politics. Or is it? And that's what I want to talk to you about today. We're talking about voting with dollars. Or, you know, yen or euro or whatever, depending on where you live. But in the U.S., it's a big election year that's kind of kicking off. And yeah, there's something more you can do besides voting. So I would encourage you to vote. And I would encourage you to, if you get frustrated or feel bombarded by campaign messages, ground. You can ground yourself. And you can think about what I'm about to tell you, which will hopefully have you feel as though you do have some control, more so than just being able to cast a vote. Okay, so voting with dollars, here's what that means. Consider that whenever you spend money, you are voting. You're showing support for something. You are casting your opinion. Not just an opinion like people will spout off on Facebook for the next year and people will get angry and involved and all of this stuff, which is so weird, right? Because do you honestly think if you get in a fight with somebody on Facebook that you're going to convince them to change their vote and switch over to your side? It makes no sense at all. But for whatever reason, you know, voting just makes people angry and politics make people angry. And I'm going to tell you, that's why voting with your dollars is so important, because I believe our political system is broken. And I would strongly recommend, we'll talk a little bit more about this next week, but if you watch a documentary called Food Inc., it's very enlightening in terms of, it's not really about politics, but it kind of is. It's about how food is manufactured in the U.S. And I bet you will learn some things that you did not know. And I think you'll have a better understanding what I mean when I say our political system is broken, like it's flawed, because I don't care who you vote for. This is kind of beyond fixing. Maybe it's almost, I hope it's almost beyond fixing, but it really feels like it's beyond fixing, because we're mass producing low quality food that is not good for you, but who's funding the politicians are the producers of the food. So there, when you think about the mass amounts of money that are involved for nothing to change, is kind of alarming, right? So how you can make a difference is how you spend your money. So I'm just inviting you to think about money a little bit differently than you have. For example, if you can't stand a certain company, maybe you hate what they stand for, maybe you hate the way they treat their employees, maybe you hate the way their business practices are run, maybe you think they get away with murder and you don't appreciate that, then don't spend your dollars with them. It's worth researching where that company is and isn't and spending your dollars accordingly. Because you can say anything you want. You can march on Washington. You can post on Facebook. You can sign petitions. None of it gets listened to in the same way that your dollar is listened to. Now, have whatever judgment you have about that. Maybe you think that's sad or pathetic, or it's a, you know, pitiful state that our culture is in today. Say what you will, it's true. Businesses listen. You know what? Overweight people have been bitching for years that there's no good clothes. Overweight women are like, we can't find clothes the same way the skinny bitches can. And that's because the people that make clothes, the companies that manufacture and design clothes, are like, hey, show us the money. They say fat people don't spend money on clothes. Now, I'm going to tell you, most of the people I know that are overweight are still certain that they'll get into their old clothes, or they don't want to buy, I don't want to buy clothes in that size because then I'm just going to lose weight, or I don't want to spend a lot of money because I don't plan on staying at this weight. There's a lot of resistance versus acceptance about where they are. As a result, I think it's true that a lot of, you might be the exception. Somebody might be listening to this totally upset. Well, you might be the one exception. But for the most part, I think it's true that people who are overweight do not spend a lot of money on clothes. The people that make clothes know this, so they don't make clothes for fat people. They don't make expensive clothes or nice clothes or beautiful clothes, right? It's kind of a catch-22, but it is what it is. And that's because, think about why a business is in business. They're in a business to make money. You know, otherwise they would have started a charity and not a business. Now, some businesses have altruistic parameters by which they want to make money, right? They want to use free trade product. They, maybe some businesses want to hire disabled people, or they want to hire veterans. Some businesses want to give when they get, right? Like Tom's Shoes, right? They want to give away a pair of shoes for every pair of shoes they sell. But they're still in business to make money. Otherwise, why would they be in business? I had someone email me and say, you know, I can't buy your Oracle cards because the shipping costs half as much as the cards, you know, and it's too bad that you have to live in the U.S. to get free shipping. And I said, well, where do you live? They're in Europe, right? Okay, I'm charging you exactly what it costs me for shipping. I'm not charging you for the packaging that we're funding to put the thing in. I'm not charging you for the handling, the person's time to print the label, put it on, make sure it gets to the right place, and make sure that your package arrives safely. So, you know, maybe you need to do some abundance work to feel better about treating yourself to something that is, in reality, a very small amount of money in order to make a big difference. Right. And I, you know, it was funny because I was reading and I was thinking, yeah, okay. So if I did free international shipping, I'd actually lose money on every deck I sold. Why would I do that? What, I'm not running a charity, I'm running a business. And the Oracle cards are not big money makers at all. As it is, they're very small margins. But I think they're amazing and I know they're gonna help a lot of people. And if that sounds altruistic, like, wow, Amy's making barely any profits that she can help people. Yeah, and I'd like more people to know about me. So it's my intention that you love the cards, you buy sets for people you know because it is so affordable, then those people wind up on my mailing list, right? And may or may not buy something bigger down the line. This is how business runs. And some people don't like it, right? And some people think that everyone in business is greedy. But guess what? They still go to coffee shops. They still go to restaurants. They still have their car worked on. They still buy things. All of the transactions that you conduct with money are because someone was brave enough to go into business. Because frankly, most businesses fail. Most of them fail. So this isn't just like, oh, I think I'll open a business. That is actually a brave decision to open a business because the truth is you may or may not make it. And if you give everything away, I promise you, you won't make it. You would have been better off starting a charity than starting a business. So businesses are in business to make money. So this is why voting with your dollars matters. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsor and then we'll be right back.
KidCentered.com, yeah, KidCentered.com. We're centering the world one kid at a time, calming the body and calming the mind. Try our Calm Mind Time for free. It will leave you smiling and feeling happy. For kids' meditation, you can't go wrong at KidCentered.com.
All right, welcome back to Amy Talks. We're talking about voting with dollars. And before the break, I was explaining why businesses are in business to make money. And that means in order to be successful in business, you have to allow your business strategies to flow where the money is. For example, a business could be in business a really long time, but if the industry changes or if legislation changes or if consumer preferences change, if that company refuses to change, they probably are not going to stay in business very long. You have to be able to adapt. So if we want the big businesses to listen to us, the best thing we can do is to allocate our dollars accordingly. It doesn't make any sense if you hate Walmart, if you think Walmart's the devil, if you think Walmart's the worst ever, and yet you keep going in there and spending your dollars there. Which message do you think Walmart's going to listen to? I hate you, Walmart, or here's my money. They're going to listen to here's my money. Because they're in business to make money, as all businesses are. Even the ones with the best of intentions, like Tom's, Ben and Jerry's, right? Whole Foods, whatever. These businesses that have, you know, good ideas of why they want to be in business, but they're still here to make money. Bottom line. Now, If you're anti-Monsanto, then don't freaking buy anything that's GMO. Do you think Monsanto cares if you hate it, if you're still spending your money there? They could care less because they're all about the money. So if your dollars are flowing there, it's like their fingers are in their ears when you say you hate them. La, 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 I can't hear you. I'm too busy spending your money. Vote with your dollars. If you're opposed to certain injustices in the world, support companies that agree with you. Don't support companies that further those injustices. This is how you get political without getting political. You know, after I watched Forks Over Knives, it's really funny because actually just recently I went to see Craig Ferguson at Comedy Works in Denver, and he was talking about being vegan. You probably heard him talk about that. And he said, you know, he blames it on Netflix, right? Because he watched Forks Over Knives. And I thought, God, that's so true. That's so true. Because that was when I stopped eating cow, was when I watched Forks Over Knives. And it's not, you know, I don't go around telling other people not to eat cow, because that's just kind of, first off, it's not my style. Second of all, it's just not cool. It's just not how I roll, right? Third of all, I don't even know how effective it is. Now, I have told many, many people to rent Forks Over Knives and watch that amazing movie. You know, watch a movie, make your own decision. For me, I was like, no freaking way am I eating cow anymore. And it didn't just have to do, if you haven't seen the movie, you might think, oh, it's because the cows are treated so poorly. No, it's really about, and I mean, that's not a good thing. I agree. But honestly, I eat a lot of pig. Love me some pig. Pigs are not treated so great in this country for the most part. But, you know, I eat pig. I like pig. I'm okay with that. I figure you have to pick your battles. I'm not saying the way pigs are treated is okay. I'm just saying I'm picking my battles. And I have picked beef as a battle. There's this scene where there's actually a hole in the cow's side, and the guy reaches in with his hand into the cow's stomach and pulls stuff out. That was definitely it for me. I was like, that is the most unnatural thing I have ever seen in my life. And the other thing I will tell you that made a huge difference in that movie was when they say, you know, for a decade, we have been my family, changing topics, sort of. For over a decade, my family has been a one-car family, right? And we do this because we haven't needed a second car. Now, things are changing because of the ages that the children are at. I have insisted that we only have one car because of the carbon footprint. Right. And I'm like, you know what? When you have one car, you got to plan. You plan your errands. You don't drive back and forth everywhere because you can. You have to think, okay, so if I'm driving this person to Taekwondo, this kid's going to Taekwondo, I'm right next to Target. I can run into Target, buy the things I need, pick her up from Taekwondo, then get the other one to dance. And then I can stop at that shop right next to dance where I need to get it. Right. So like we plan out our route and stuff. We think about things, right? And so that causes us to spend less gas. Now the kids are getting at a point where everybody's in different activities and it is not making sense anymore, because if I have to go out to bring this one and then all the way the other side of town to bring the other one and then all the way back to get this one and all the way back, it's no longer making sense. It would make sense to have two cars going in two different directions and making one trip each. So we're looking at finally adding a second car. But all this time, when I thought this was like such a huge, I mean, I believe that everything you do makes a difference. And so to me, this was huge. This was a huge like decision for us to have one car. I maybe know one other family in my town that has kids that has one car. Everybody has two or three cars. So for us, this felt like a big deal. Like we were really making a difference. And then I saw Forks Over Knives and I realized that the entire transportation industry has a lower carbon footprint than the cattle industry. And that if one person in a household ate vegetarian most of the time, not even all the time, but most of the time, that had a greater impact on the planet, a greater beneficial impact on the planet than having one car. I was like, holy crap. It's mind-blowing, right? So for me, that became something that I was personally passionate about. And like I said, I don't tell people, don't eat cow. You shouldn't eat cow. You should be a vegetarian. I don't tell people that. I'm not a vegetarian, right? There are plenty of days when I eat vegan. There are plenty of days when I eat vegetarian. But I don't eat cows at all, and I don't buy cow. I don't buy beef at all in our home. My husband will order it sometimes when we eat out. Last night, he got really sick. He was like, oh my God, it's been so long since I ate cow. My body can't handle it. I'm like, uh-huh. See? But I don't preach it, but it is important to me. And so how I spend my dollars matters, right? And I figure it doesn't do any good if I don't eat beef, but I'm still putting dollars in that direction and bringing it into the house. So I'm like, oh, by the way, part of the reason the cattle industry has such a big impact is because cows give off methane whenever they poop, burp, and fart. So, and it's all of the methane gases. So even though you're like, oh no, it's, you know, I only eat grass fed. Yeah. Cows are still impacting the planet. So, but you know, watch forks over knives, make your own decisions, your own choices. For me, there's just no cow. There's no beef and very rarely any cheese. So, what is my point? My point is that's how I'm voting with my dollars. And yes, I'm one person, but you know what? The good people, like the people that created Forks Over Knives, documentaries like that, Food Inc., the more that we can educate ourselves and consider other perspectives, the better off the whole planet's going to be, because we cannot count on our politicians to fix this global food crisis, to fix these planetary issues that we're having. I just don't think it's possible from the perspective of politics, because everything is so entangled and money is so, it's gotten like twisted in politics, right? And I'm sure it has been for a long, long time. It's the other thing too. It's not new. It's deep-seated, long-standing. It needs a lot of healing. So what can you do in the meantime? You can vote, and you can vote with your dollars. And just think about, I'm not saying you have to obsess and research everything, but you know what? There's easy apps that you can put on your phone. The Non-GMO Project, thank goodness, because apparently they're not going to start labeling our foods. So we won't know which ones have GMO, and not everybody can afford to buy organic all the time. So, you know, like the people at the GMO Project, there's apps and stuff where you can instantly look. If you don't know if something is GMO or not, you can look it up on the app. There's different ways you can do it. And also, I think you should do it to the degree that works for you. How passionate you are about something will impact your level of commitment. And I, in my opinion, any increase in consciousness is valued. Any increase in consciousness is good and worthy. So I don't, you know, I wasn't like mad when I saw Forks Over Knives. I was like, damn it. I thought I was doing all this good with the car. Maybe I was mad for a second. Like all this time I had one car and who knew? I just should have stopped eating beef like all these years ago. And now it'll make me sick. If I have like one bite of something that's made with beef broth or has any beef in it, it makes me so sick. So I've learned to like ask about everything. But like anything, it's bad for you. You get off it a while and then you try and eat it and you're just like, you're so sick. It's your body revolting, saying, what are you doing? We've been doing so great. So it was a little like kind of annoyed because I was like, man, you know, I had this car. It's one car. We've always had one car. What's the deal? But that's okay because it did make a difference. Every time you recycle makes a difference. Everything you do matters. I don't tell you that so you can obsess, but I do tell you that so you can think. And like I told you at the very beginning of this call, that the purpose of me sharing these perspectives was just to help you think. Planting a tree makes a difference. It all matters. So, recycle, reuse, repurpose. Think before you spend money about where your dollars are going. And I know some of these are rabbit holes, right? We don't know what Target's really spending their money on, that they're getting. I don't know. I think it's Mormon owned, so I'm guessing guns and bomb shelters and food that will store for 50 years. I don't have any idea. But I do know that I can make simple choices, like not buying GMO foods and what matters to you. It's not about me preaching what matters to me. It's about you figuring out what's important to you and allocating your discretionary funds accordingly. Make sense? All right. So I hope I've given you some good food for thought today. And next week, we're doing a very special Amy Talks. It's time already for State of the Universe, which I do about once a quarter. And this is where I'll check in energetically and let you know what's going on sort of from a planetary level, kind of system-wide energetically. So for sure, you want to join me for that. So I will see you next week on Amy Talks.
I'm a psychic. My name is Amy. You can really ask me anything. Spiritual ass kicking's what I do. And I'm here to mentor you. You can love your life and